Old me. That's not who I am anymore. And I like that protestation. That's not who I am anymore. I want to change their name. A lot of the guys in the jail, they change their names too. They have aliases. And they have aliases for good reasons. They've got records. And they'd like to be somebody else. I've got a record too. I'd like to get a new name. How about you? I'm glad that God says, I'll give you a new name. And you'll be the only one that understands what it means. Because it's going to mean something when God gives us our new name in heaven. Because it will represent who we are, truly. Who we really are. Every week in ministry there are disappointments. Tremendous disappointments. I can't even begin to explain them to you. There are things that I cannot and never will reveal to you. Of things that go on as a minister. And you have to keep going. You can't keep a list of terrible. I was hurt, and this person hurt, and this person disappointed me. And this person let me down. You can't do any of that. You just move on until the Lord finally comes. That's all that you can do. But I've had people just have disappointed me, and I don't believe that that's who they really are. I don't want to be a cynic, and I will not be a cynic. I refuse it. I will not believe that. Whatever this person is doing to me or saying about me or whatever it is, I won't believe that that's who they really are. I believe better of them. I believe that there's a better you in each one of you. I almost sound like a modern preacher now. I could sell a book and make $1 million if I wouldn't get so negative. But I believe that there's a perfect you. God had it in mind from the beginning. Psalm 139 says, He wrote all of your members down in His book of life. There was no way that God wanted anybody to go to hell. The Calvinistic idea that He delights in the damnation of the wicked is repulsive to me. That's not who God is. God has no desire to see anybody go to hell. He had something completely different written for your life. And what do? Like sheep, we've gone astray, everyone in this room. And we said, we'll do what we want to do. We don't care what God says. And we went astray and did our own thing. To our own destruction, by the way. And perhaps to our damnation, except the moment came. When God interrupted that foolish career and called us by His Holy Spirit. It was our choice, and we yielded finally, and we became a new creature in Christ. But we still have the same name though, don't we? Yeah, but that'll change. God has the name He intended for us the moment we were conceived, before we were conceived. And that name will describe who we are in His sight. Who we really are without the vestiges of an evil, sinful, Adamic nature. There's coming a day, my friend, that all the barnacles of the world will fall off and will stand before God in robes of white, in righteousness. At that point, we'll all love each other. Right now, we have a war. We've got to fight each other because, you know, after all, we're just Christians. We don't really have to do any of that. But when we get to heaven, we'll see each other in 1 Corinthians 13, we shall know even as we are known. God knows who you are. And I tell people this all the time. They try to convince me. They say, I really don't want to be this. They'll tell me. And they're frustrated with themselves. I've seen people hit themselves. They get that frustrated with themselves. I don't want to be this, they'll say. It's bad for my health. It's ruining my family. I don't want to be a drug addict. You know what? I believe them. And people say, oh, don't be so naive now. That's what they want you to think. They really... No, I believe that. Who could want to live that life? It's nothing but misery. I've walked the floors with some of these people, shaking and convulsing and all, vomiting and all this stuff. Nobody could want to live that life. Nobody could want to be dragged into a jail where you're asleep at night. They kick the door down, put cuffs on you, take you down to what I call the gates of hell, down the intake. Put you on a steel cot for 2 or 3 or 4 days with everybody else coming in, throwing up on the floor, urinating on the floor. It's filth. Who would want to live that life? No one. No one. I can't believe that. And I tell people, you are created for something far greater than this. Why would you want to live this devil life? There's something far better than this. Let's pray. There is. It's your new name. God has it. He knows what it is. It's all the while, every day, trying to convince us to live that new life, the new name. He's saying, I've got a new name written in the white stone. The white stone says, I'm showing you mercy. You're not going to be condemned. Now I have a new name that goes along with that. And that new name is a new life. The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, my friends, and wants to take control of us if we'll let go. We did when we were children of Satan. We let go and let Satan drive our lives to misery and destruction. Lord, it's a new life, and we want to live it. And we're standing now as we close our service. If you need to come to the altar, make your way quickly. And Lord, again, another Lord's Day, we're grateful that we could come here to address these weighty themes. We are recognizing, Lord, that no expositor can come to the end of your word. It's bigger than any of us. We're just looking for help, Lord, as we go through every morsel of truth. We pray that you will help us to be very much aware of the apostasy that is about us, the false doctrine, the heresies, and that, Lord, we will become your servants in a wicked and sinful generation. Pray that you'll look kindly upon us for this week, and that you'll make us good ministers of that holy word. If any in this room are uncommitted, that they would become committed this moment, that they would see their need for Jesus in the new life and say, yes, I want my name, my new name, Lord. And Lord, if we're not living up to that new name, if we're living more like the name that we had through our sinful career, forgive us, Lord, and convict us and change us. We want to leave here under your power and anointing, Lord. And we want to thank you again for the liberties that we have. May the Nicolaitans who wish to dominate us and force us to believe as they believe, may they never prosper. And may the word always have free course. In Jesus' name, amen.